This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 word stories podcast. Hello everyone, this is Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me, or one of the regular writers here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturday we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 31st Weekly Challenge. Most people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and they send me the audio file to add to this production nightmare. However, some people are afraid the government is tapping into their phone calls, reading their emails, scouring the net for the sound of their voice. Well, we don't move too quickly around them, and we try not to violate their privacy, so we've got a banjo-playing sex slave midget available as a stand-in. Not that he stands so tall.
Jerkweed.
Whatever. The topic this week was cheese, and it was selected by Ellison of Blogged Ellison. So which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week's weekly challenge. And that's Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. See, folks, you keep hammering away, honing your craft, and eventually you'll earn the accolades of your peers. Congratulations, Houston Keys. Enjoy your free cup of coffee, and let's listen to your story for the week.
Hey, dude. What's going on? Hey, man. Oh, my gosh. What is that smell? What smell? Dang, help. What's up with you losers? You cut the cheese, man. Here, man. Try these. They'll make you cool. You mean drugs? Yeah, man. Be cool. You can be cool like us. Cool, man. This is so cool. Are you tripping, man? Yeah, I'm tripping hard. Well, man, the colors. You are so lame. Yeah, what a dweeb. You dork, that was Dino. At least you won't be cutting the cheese anymore.
Dude, were those relatives of yours?
No way, man.
Okay. Thank you, Houston Keys. Yeah. The text from Houston Keys' story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts and whatever links they gave to me in the email when they sent in their story and all that. Okay. Next up, we go with the rookies. And whoa! Six rookies? Wow. Where'd y'all come from? Well, I know where the first one came from. It's Lee from Reed Strange. I did a search for 100 word stories and stumbled across his recordings. They were pretty good, so I wrote him a note, and sure enough, here he is.
Reed Strange.
Hello, this is Lee Sentis, and I'm narrating another 100 word story entitled Workmates Are Not Your Friends. It was 3 p.m. before a delegation of workmates arrived at Oliver's desk. Oliver? Yes? Hello, everyone. It's about your head. Oliver sat back, frowning. I'm sorry? Samantha held up a mirror. Oliver blinked. During the conference, they'd watched Oliver's head transform into cheese. Until now, they'd said nothing. My God! Oliver exclaimed. Is that Brie?
Camembert,
Bradley whispered. Oliver ran hands over his creamy cheeks, relaxing ears, and a scalp of cool, rubbery rind. He panicked. What would Jessica say? And Timmy, would he recognize his goopy father?
Daddy?
Oliver ran, wailing from the office, trailing a clutch of eager, twitching racks. Liked it? Want more? Of course you do. Go to readstrange.com, click on podcasts. This has been Lee Sentis with another 100-word story.
Oh, he's nice.
Watch out, folks. There's a new kid in town, and it's Lee from Read Strange. Thank you, Lee. And next up, we've got Eric, the single white guy. He didn't record his story, so...
The cheese sat quietly.
No, we don't need you. Someone else did it for him. It was...
Who stole my job?
It was Ellison.
Oh, I'm thinking...
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ellison recorded it for him.
I'm out of here.
Don't go. Whatever. Well, here's Eric's story for you. Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's story is my friend Eric's submission to the 31st Weekly Challenge, the topic of which is cheese. Today's story is Forgotten. The cheese sat quietly in a hidden corner of the fridge. Broodingly, it shuddered slightly, feeling the vibrations of legions of tiny bacteria working their silent magic. A damp funk sheathed the blue veins as they pulsed. The magnified movement of a myriad of millions made the cheese smile inwardly and puff its chest. The label bulged where a sweaty white liquid had pooled behind the slick plastic. The cheese flexed and relaxed, testing the confines of the wrappings.
"My time is close,"
it growled in the chill darkness.
"Soon they will pay for having forgotten me."
This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off. Well, thank you, Eric, and thank you, Ellison, for driving the midget out of here. Oh, great. Well, I'll just have to make do. Next up is Alpha K9 from the Dead Dog Walking blog. And, oh no, he didn't record his story. Oh, God, what am I going to do? I don't have the midget. Oh, I'd better just get the taser. Hold on.
Here's your Patriot ad.
How about recording this? You better. Otherwise, you're going to get it again. Okay, here we go.
Detective Murray stared in disbelief at the murder weapon in his hands. This was, no doubt, the most bizarre homicide he had ever investigated. The table was laden with cold cuts and appetizers for the 40th wedding anniversary of the deceased and of the killer. Even with witnesses aplenty, motive, and the implement of destruction in his hands, he knew this would be a tough one to prosecute. Domestic violence was always a bad scene. As the detective once again looked down at the huge block of Swiss cheese covered with blood, he knew his case was full of holes.
Well, good. It looks like I've got him trained. All right. Well, thank you very much, Alpha K9. Next up is Toby W. of The Smart Patrol. Sounds like a TV show, The Smart Patrol. Let's hear his story.
No kind of job for a grown man. Watching the machines that stole our future. Tanks of steel and vats, self-churning, control the temperature, the consistency, and the flavor. Computers dictate the brining, the cheddaring, add the annatto with unwavering precision. No human could match. I control myself for my sins, no more part of this process than the fly stuck in this place with me. But a man has to live, and so must I. Denied my birthright, a custodian of the curds in whey. I think I can sneak in a nap. Who will ever know?
Thank you, Toby. Well, the midget's getting a workout today. You don't mess with me. I've still got a battery charge in this thing. Okay, how about Steve A. from iLaugh? Is that some kind of new Steve Jobs-designed whoopee cushion or something? Well, he didn't record his either. I said, get up! Get up! Get up! All right, here we go.
Writer's block. It hit Stanley like a ton of bricks. It was so easy when he was in the car, coming up with brilliant topics and soliloquies that would make Shakespeare say, "Forsooth, you rock." But now, in front of his computer, he had nothing. Nothing, that is, except that his protagonist was a magnanimous chunk of Swiss cheese named Carl. Would Carl have magical powers? If so, what would they be? That's it! He can fly! A half page in, Stanley reread his work. His smile quickly faded. Select all. Delete. Swiss cheese in a story? Too many holes.
That was Steve from iLaugh. Alright, finally, the last of the rookies. It's Mark H. And I guess he didn't record his either. What's up, rookies? Come on. Microphone, audacity, and a little bit of gumption. Here we go. One more rookie coming at ya.
The mold that will eventually give this cheese its name starts out a little green when you first open the package. Then, in the air, under the influence of some sort of oxygenation reaction that occurs while it warms up on a cool marble slab, the cracks and pocks go blue. The room begins to reek of feet and sour milk, but nevertheless, something in the air stimulates the parotids and forces a rush of saliva. You reach for a glass of red wine and begin to decide between jazz and classical. Maybe there is an apple in the fridge.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, rookies. I hope you come back soon, and go ahead and record your stories, too. We want to hear your voices. Come on, if you're going to do battle here, I don't think the midget stories ever win. Let me know if one actually has won, but, you know, if you're going to win, you got to record them. Okay. Now, once we get the rookies out of the way, we move on to the veterans. I'll present them in the order I receive them. So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. First up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point.
Hi, everyone. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.Libsyn.com. The funny just keeps getting funnier over there. Or at least it does in my delusional mind. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 31, the topic being cheese. Cheese? Alright, cheese. I'll name this one, Without the Scuba Diving Gear. And of course the music is from Dio, off of PodSafeAudio.com. I was really starting to get stressed over this week's challenge, so I took a break and went down to the local carnival. Lo and behold, they were displaying a new game. Sitting on the dead grass was a big vat of melted Velveeta cheese with a man perched on top. I paid my dues and started to hurl chunks of Swiss cheese at the little target on the side. Finally, my pitches paid off with a bullseye and the man went down. What was my prize for dunking Ellison in his own topic? Yep, a necklace of Limburger cheese. Great. Ellison, I really have nothing but love for you. Promise.
In my delusional mind, the pizzas deliver themselves. Oh, wait, never mind. Okay, thank you, Liana. And now we move on to Andrew Ian Dodge of Growing Old Disgracefully and Dodging Reality. And what's this? Lagwolf and Crap. Well, you'll learn more about that in a bit. Until then, it's Andrew Ian Dodge.
Good afternoon, this is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodging Reality, Dodge Blogium, Growing Old Disgracefully, and various other endeavors, with my addition to the weekly challenge. Now this week, the theme was cheese, so here's my take on it. Cheese-eating surrender monkeys? Gasped Clive. What the hell does that mean? Well, it was coined several years ago for the French, who seem to surrender to whomever they can, I replied. So the local vicar is French? Well, no. I think he has a similar way of thinking, I grunted. I mean, the idiot has publicly said he wants a dialogue with a local Cthulhu cultist? Or it might be wanted. He announced to the local paper he was off to a meeting with them last night. And? He's not been heard from today, I responded. If I happen to win this, my choice for word next week is disembowelment.
Thank you, Andrew. And I can hear you just fine on your new headset, loud and clear. Now we head out to the tiny pump house on the hill with T.A. Marquette of the Footnote Podcast.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote Podcast, the show that asks the question, where the hell did America go? We're searching for her, and when we find her, we'll tell you where she's at. Tom's tale tonight is Last Dairy Standing. Who would have foreseen the bizarre chain of events upon the arrival of Patrick Michael Derry in our small, secluded wooden village? The depths of the farmer's avarice was infectious. He stole the bride, who in turn stole the child. The cries of the infant lured a nurse, who absconded with her mother's cow. The brain lured a dog. Barking lured a cat. Mewing lured a rat. Into the middle of the hamlet strode the big cheese. He cried, "Good people of Dell, we must end this madness." Hi-ho. No one joined him. Steely eyes, the cheese stands alone.
That was T.A. Marquette of the Footnote Podcast. Thank you. Well, we've still got more. Kolek is back. Wow, cool. Kolek of the Collective. All right, Kolek, here we go. Lay it on us.
This meal reminded him of home. Garlic bread, lasagna with plenty of mozzarella cheese, second helpings. Of course, he was not always leader of this company. He frowned as he thought of the old days. Menial labor, abusive, filthy conditions, low pay, but now it was alright.
What is wrong?
Nothing, Luigi. How is the shipment going?
All is well, brother.
Of course, he never got to this position for free. He had to eliminate some goofy enemies, clean a path to success, and finally, take care of his former masters. It always made Mario laugh to think he now owned Nintendo.
Yeah! Kolek is back. Thank you, Kolek. And check out his site, Kolek. All the links are going to be up in the show notes. So, alright, B is back as well. And B never records her own stories, so gotta get the midget to do them. All right, midget, do it now. Do it now. Come on.
Fran was tired of cheese. 50 to 100 times a day. Every day except Tuesdays and Thursdays for the past 6 years. Cheese didn't really bother her when she first took the job, but now her yearning for variety was all-consuming. The next time she heard the word cheese, she would be thinking, "Eat me." Heck, she might even suggest it. She was well past her 40th cheese of the day when she snapped an innocent 3-year-old boy. She stuffed the Elmo puppet in his mouth and beat the floor with the camera. She'd become lactose intolerant.
Okay, folks, that was B. Thank you very much, B. And see you next week. Okay. Well, if you thought you got enough Ellison the first time around when he recorded Eric's story, well, guess what? You're in for a big surprise. Ellison has his own story this week. Come on, Ellison. Let's hear it. Come on. Tell me a story.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This is my entry into the 31st weekly competition, the theme of which is cheese. Today's story is Queso Closed, a 100-word space opera. The rough hands of a dozen troops drag the shackled knight before his grotesque captor. Jin pondered his situation ruefully. He had escaped from a horde of Imperial stormtroopers, only to stumble into the clutches of the infamous Jabba, the crime syndicate's big cheese. He even looked like a cheese, an overripe brie that had sat outdoors on a hot day. Feh. But Jabba the Hutt-Varty was a businessman above all else, and now Jin was competition. As they hauled him toward the matter converter, Queso Gon Jin, Swiss Knight, felt an extra sharp pang of regret at having left the Chedi. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off. Always with the puns, he is. Well, thank you, Ellison. all right, well, how many more stories are there to go? Still a few. Oh, we haven't heard from Caleb yet. I wonder if he's got a story for us this week. Oh, please! And now, from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, it's Caleb Bullen.
Hi, friends, it's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast with a story about cheese. Sivan grew up poor, but eventually worked his way up through cunning and ruthless business practices. He emigrated from northern Iraq to America and began working in rocket science, making sure that NASA always gave contracts to his company, or else. You know how there were all those failed Mars expeditions in the 90s? That's because they didn't go with Sivan's company, and extreme measures had to be taken. They've since learned their lesson. Sivan made enough on that racket to retire comfortably to Florida. Yes, he's gone from being just a humble Kurd to a rich, mellow Mars Capone.
Ellison and then Caleb, a 1-2 punch. Oh! Thank you, Caleb. Check him out at blacktiemartiniclubpodcast.com. Next up to bat is our old friend Caroline out there on Quadra Island. Hello, Caroline. Hi! How are you doing? How's the weather up there? All right, now give it to us.
Cheese. Get off my face with your disgusting socks. Ah, good old Gorgonzola. I'm telling Mum on you when she gets back. What for? I didn't do nothing. She'll whack me with a copper stick again. Serve you right for putting your feet on me, Ed. I'll make you a cheese sarnie. What, with brown sauce on? Sure I will. All right then, call it quitses. Oh, good, Mum, you're back. Guess what Derek did? No idea, you tell me. I didn't do nothing on purpose. He made me a nice cheese sarnie. Yeah, but she didn't see me spit on it.
Oh, great. Now I'm hungry. Oh, well. Thank you, Caroline. Let's see. And we move on to Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, which can be found at lemonsandlollipops.blogspot.com, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was cheese. The title of my story? A Cheesy Tale. Margot works harder than everyone else, and she'll be the first one to tell you about it. In fact, she complains a lot. Crappy shifts, lumpy chairs, messy people, I'm feeling sick, nobody listens to me. Needless to say, Margot didn't have a lot of friends. When she found a gift waiting in her cubicle for her one day, she was elated, though somewhat perplexed, to find a package of cheese slices inside. This continued 4 days with brie, camembert, gouda, and cheddar. A note in the last package explained everything. We thought you might like some cheese with your wine.
Cheese to go. Thank you, Lisa. Okay, and one more here. It's Ryle from Elms in the Yard. Oh, please, no more cheese puns. No more cheese puns. This is so cheesy.
Birth of a Book by Rachel Jasko. A 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge. This week, the topic was cheese. The nearby deli had a special that morning. Extra sharp cheddar at a fantastic price. My favorite! I grabbed a half pound of it, a whole wheat roll, some lettuce and mustard, and headed into work. 12:30 found me in the kitchen making a sandwich. Just then, my boss raced over. "We've got a situation," she puffed. "Our deadline's just been moved up." And then she saw what I was doing. "This is no time to be fooling around with cheese," she said. "Move it!" I sighed. Suddenly, inspiration struck. And that is how I became a best-selling author. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's Weekly Challenge. I'm Rachel Jasko. Come visit my weblog at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
Ah, thank you, Ryle. But what about throwing the elephant? Well, normally that would be it for this week, but before I let some strange person from another planet tell his story, I'd like to thank everybody for their support in the first round of the Pickle Tales competition. Apparently, I got the most votes of anyone, and I'm looking forward to round two. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. All of next week, I'm going to be working on that story. So check it out. It's over at Podcast Pickle. There will be links here somewhere in the show. All right. And now, you've been waiting for this moment. It's time for our friend from far, far away. It's
Planet Z. It was an honest mistake. Just one checkbox to the left. Aaron thought he was signing up for Jews for Jesus on the online form. But when the membership package showed up, it said Jews for Cheeses on it. He tried to return the badge and get his money back. But a week later, he got a brochure for the Museum of Lactose Tolerance, founded by Simon Wiesenthaler. One cheese-related charity after another signed Aaron up. The strain eventually got to him. Massive coronary. So the Magen David Adom showed up, put him on a stretcher, and carried him off.
And there you have it. 18 stories about the word cheese. Thanks to everyone who sent in their great stories to be a part of this week's weekly challenge.
Is it for you?
But which one was the best? Well, that's up to you to decide. Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorites from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 32nd weekly challenge. They'll pick the topic for the 33rd and win a cup of coffee. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories, archives of all my own 100-word stories there, and even a link to buy my book. Need to subscribe to the feed? Lots of links to various directories out there, including one-click options for iTunes, Podcast Ready. Just look on the right sidebar over. After getting the most votes overall in the first round of Pickle Tales, thanks to everyone who voted, there's a few pickle fans to mention here. We've got some new ones. Digger's Story. Russell Bird of Come Let Me Whisper. Kimi from the Kimi Cast. Did I forget anyone? Anyone out there who just signed up?
Gary Leland likes players like Paula Abdul.
I'm sorry if I forgot you. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit.
My bit isn't little.
Until then, thanks for listening. And as always, keep it brief.
Shock the monkey to life.
Moron.